I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The African Sahel food crisis may have been the most underreported humanitarian disaster of 2012. It was triggered by a combination of drought, high food prices, and instability. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says rains helped, but 12 million are still at risk, which is why BGR is still responding. What's more,
one thing that we can do as followers of Christ and as humanitarian agencies that bring not just physical food, but also bring spiritual food, we can use these ministries to break down the preconceived ideas of who we are.
Elsewhere, believers in the Philippines are using websites to spread the good news. Wycliffe Bible Translator says a website-making workshop was held recently in Manila. Those who attended uploaded cultural songs and translated scripture, as well as other language-related documents. Work that normally would have taken several months to a year was completed in 8 days. Pray that God would touch people's hearts as they meet Him through this technology. And out of 2.5 million unplanned pregnancies in the United States each year, less than 1% choose adoption. January is Sanctity of Human Life Month. It's also the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the court decision that legalized abortion. Mark Andreas with Bethany Christian Services says they're celebrating the sanctity of human life with something new.
Here in January, we are excited about a new national TV ad campaign we're running that highlights adoption as an alternative to abortion.
They tested the ad in November. Hundreds of women responded. The commercial's now running on cable TV all over the U.S. Bethany also has bulletins for churches to promote adoption. You can get those and watch the commercial at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun, the real-life story of a woman in a Chinese labor camp. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at Mission Network News. I'm Greg Yoder.